afraid to step out, afraid to truly grab hold of my dream. And now I am breaking through, and I invite you to join me.
Your breakthrough starts now. Coming up on today's show, get ready to be inspired and transformed with our featured guests. Find out what's trending and get advice on life's daily challenges with Erica's top tips of the day. All of this and so much more coming up. So stay tuned. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. The Erica Latrice Show. And now, here's your host, Erica.
Hello and welcome to the Erica Latrice Show. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Now, today's topic is one that has been, I've been thinking about it and thinking about it, and I'm so excited to just jump in and share this with you today, because if you are someone, if you have ever felt like you just didn't quite fit in, or maybe you've been in a season where you don't have 1,000 people following you or cheering you on or championing your vision, whatever you may find yourself in today, it is not your job. Let me say it again. It is not your job to fit in. And I'm going to talk about 5 reasons why this is true. So if this message is for you, I'm telling you, it is going to resonate. It is going to connect. If you have to pause, come back and watch it again, do that. But do not miss this opportunity for a shift that I feel like is happening for many people if they can understand this concept. So I'm going to take a short break just to shout out those who have taken a moment to sponsor the show, which is huge to me. If you have a business, if you have a service, an event, or something coming up that you think our audience could benefit from, then email me at info@ericalatrice.com to get your feature here. But I'm going to take a short break. When I come back, I'm breaking down 5 things to think about. And I'm telling you all, it is not a coincidence. If you are in a place right now of silence, if you're in a place of feeling set apart, congratulations. It means you have been doing something right. And I just want to shout out our first sponsor today, Crystal. Crystal, who is the founder of the Can't Break Me Retreat. This is happening. This is actually one of our first international sponsors. So shout out to Crystal for being a part of today's episode. When I come back, I'm jumping straight in. So don't go anywhere. As women, we sometimes tie our validation to outside sources. But when we realize that we're already powerful and great, just as we are, shifts happen. Understanding this will begin attracting everything that God has for you. The Can't Break Me Retreat will put the power back in your hands by giving you clarity, freedom to step away and recharge, and ultimately equipping you to fill others up, because you will no longer pour out from an empty space. You can make the ultimate investment in yourself by reserving your space at can'tbreakmeretreat.com. All right, welcome back. As promised, I'm jumping in to number one. The number one reason that I believe we don't always fit in, I believe it can be seasons for many people, for some people, maybe almost a lifetime, but the reason you can't fit in, or the reason you may feel set apart or in a silent moment or a silent season, it usually happens when it's time for you to keep your focus. And so if you have noticed, maybe people are falling away, or maybe you've just really been in a place of solitude, it could be a sign to you that it is time to get focused. It's time to cultivate. It's time to plant. It's time to get things in place. And I want you to think about this, because I remember there was definitely times in my life where I always needed to be around someone. I couldn't go to the movies without someone. I couldn't go eat without someone. I always felt like I needed to have someone around me. And that actually says a lot about you if you can't get into those places of silence and solitude. Now, I know my introverted people are probably laughing. that's actually where I like to be. But sometimes we can see this beyond just who's in your circle, beyond just relationships that you have. We can take this as a sign that we're not doing something right. We can take it as a sign that maybe we're not stepping into the right area. Maybe we don't have the right goal, the right vision, the right dream, when a lot of people aren't there. But let me tell you, when you are in that place, you're not hearing a lot of noise. And I'm actually going to talk about that in a second. But the first thing that it shows you is that you are free to keep focused on your vision. It has canceled out all of the noise. And when you have a big vision, when you're someone that's goal-oriented, when you're someone that's ready to do something different, you're not okay with the mundane. You're not okay with just talking about things and waiting for them to happen and they never do. When you make that decision that you're going to be more, you're going to do more, you're going to show up, I'm telling you, get ready for silence. Get ready for quiet. Get ready to get that moment where you can start building and planting. And I think about this a lot because there was a time where people would ask me this all the time, like, man, Erica, you're still working. You're working. When do you take a break? When do you, you know, insert whatever? And I found that people were more comfortable with me sitting back and watching television and watching other people's dreams and watching all these things. And as long as I stayed in that place, then it made them comfortable. And sometimes we can feel like we need to compromise what's important to us and compromise what we need to do to make someone else feel comfortable and make people like us. But let me tell you, if you have to change what's important to you, if you have to change who you are, if you have to change your action and your goals and your dreams for someone to like you, they still don't like you, boo. They don't like you. They like what makes them comfortable. They might like something else, but you're not being you. So that's the first thing that I want you to understand. If you have found yourself in a place of silence, if you have found yourself in a place where maybe everyone is not cheering you on, you are in the best place that you can be in to keep your focus. And the reason that this is true is because, number two, your vision will not get watered down with the influence of other people. If you're always needing to hear from someone else, if you always have to have someone around you, someone to bounce your ideas off of, someone to tell your dreams to, someone to validate that what you're doing has purpose, you will find that your dream, your vision is getting watered down. You're never going to be able to get it to its full potential. Now, some of the things that we believe in those circumstances is, well, you know, I've heard that I should have a coach or a mentor or friends. And so I want to just talk about that, because this is not saying that you don't need anyone in your corner. I'm not saying that you don't need friends. You don't need anyone. Be independent. But what I am saying is that if you're not careful, especially when it's a time to plant the seed, you can wind up letting someone else eat your seed. Therefore, your seed will never grow. And I feel really emphatic about today's message, because I'm telling you all, if you're not careful of these things, you will look up. 3 years will pass. 5 years will pass. 10 years will pass, and nothing has happened. And I will tell you from my own experience, there have been times, and this has happened to me actually several times years ago, where I had an idea and I did not feel adequate enough to carry it out, or I didn't feel like I could do it. I felt like someone else had to step in. Someone else needed to do it. And in those moments, what I found, not only did it cause an extreme delay, it took me years to complete things that could have only taken a few weeks or a few months. Also, what it did was open the door for other people to take action on my vision. It opened the door for other people to input their thoughts, input their theories, input their limitations, input whatever they wanted to input on my vision. And that's what I want to speak to you about today. If you have found yourself in a place where maybe, again, you're not surrounded by a lot of people right now, count it as a blessing, because this is where you can purely focus on your goals without worrying about anyone else's goals or anyone else's visions or anyone else's opinions watering down what you know to do. So I'm going to take a short break, and I want to shout out this next sponsor, because I cannot get enough of Dr. Wanda Coleman. I actually was on her show yesterday, and she talks about taking off the makeup. And when she's speaking about makeup, it's about getting to the bottom of what's core to you, getting to the bottom of what's important to you, getting to the bottom of what means something to you. And so I'm going to take a short break. When I come back, I do have three more reminders for you today. So if you found yourself in a place where you're just wondering, why don't I have the applause? Why don't I have the whatever you may feel like you don't have, whatever you may feel like is lacking? That's what I'm talking to you about today. Or if you feel like you need confirmation, you just need a little bit of confirmation that you're on the right path and that there is nothing wrong with you, you're doing this for a reason and you're set apart for a reason, then today's episode is for you. So shout out to Wanda. I will be right back with our next three reminders. What the world needs now is love and inspiration. In times like these, we need to know that God is with us and that with Him, all things are possible. The Word of God gives hope, increases faith, and it empowers. Powerhouse author, speaker, and ministry leader, Dr. Wanda Coleman leads a daily devotional called Empowered by the Word. And you can embark on this journey with her each day on Facebook Live and find out about other upcoming events by visiting empoweredbytheword.org.
If you're watching this, so are your potential clients. I'm excited to announce an all-new season of The Erica Latrice Show. It's coming up right now, and we're looking for featured guests as well as sponsors. If you want to be a success supporter of this show, connect with our team right now by emailing info@ericalatrice.com to get more information or just support the mission of Be Inspired, to empower and inspire people all around the world with a message of hope and encouragement. Our mission is to bring you uplifting news and talk to encourage and share a platform for those who have a powerful message and looking for a place to share it. If you want to partner with The Erica Latrice Show, you can do so by emailing info@ericalatrice.com or visit ericalatrice.com/sponsor so that you can be a success supporter of this inspirational movement.
All right, welcome back. So I'm going to do a quick recap. Number one, when you are in that place, when you're in a place where you're set apart, when you're in a place of silence, this allows you to keep your focus. So I just want to confirm for you today, it is not a coincidence. No, you don't need to fit in. No, you don't need to play small. No, you don't need to downplay what you have been called to create, because this silence, this everyone not cheering for you or necessarily being in your corner at all times, is confirmation that you have the ability to stay focused. Number two, your vision will not get watered down. There will never be a shortage of opinions for what you need to do, how you need to do it, when you need to do it, why you need to do it. So understand that when you are in this place, it is something so special that you're probably birthing. Everyone cannot be in the room. Everyone cannot be at the table. Everyone cannot be in your ear. Everyone cannot be on the phone, because what you're birthing requires you to plant the seeds, to water them. And sometimes there are people, while you're watering it, they're poking holes. They're poking holes right there in the very container that you're trying to use to water your seed. So we don't have time for that. And the number three thing is that people cannot outvision, a word that I think I just made up. They can't outvision your vision. So if you're watching live, join the conversation. I'll be shipping out copies of my all new book, Finish, to help you complete things in 7 days. So all you got to do is join the conversation. I'll be sending that to you. Number three, they can't outvision your vision because it's basically stealing. And what you'll find that is, if you're too eager to talk about everything you're doing, if you're too eager to make announcements, if you're too eager to let everyone in on what you have a thought to do, you're going to find that there are people whose intentions are not to hear your vision, but their intentions are to outvision your vision. I said, yo, see, I get country when I get passionate. They're going to outvision your vision. You know, they will outvision your vision. So you have to understand that when you have been called to something incredible, when you have been called to something great, I'm telling you, y'all can see everyone around you. It may look like there are people winning. They may be announcing every move. They may be highlighting on everything, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors. And it's none of your business. I'm not saying their life is in shambles or not, but it's none of your business. So if you feel like you need to keep up with other people and let everyone know your every step, your every move, so that you can line up with the people that seem to be winning, I'm telling you, unplug, get focused, because what you have been called to create is bigger than you probably realize. And the reason that I know it because you wouldn't be watching this show. I know it because the people that I show up for, the people that I feel called to, the people that energize me and help me to stay focused are visionaries. They're people that have been called to something incredible, something great. You're not content just sitting around and eating the next bag of chips and doing nothing with your life. You know that you can actually go out and be a blessing to someone else by lining up with it. And I'm telling you, for those people, typically the very area that you're called to help people in, the very thing that you're gifted in, is the area that gets attacked. Now, I've been doing a lot of interviews and it's kind of fun being on the other side of the show. But one of the questions that I was recently asked was, what's that challenge that comes up for you a lot? What comes up that makes you hesitate or fall backwards? The thing for me that comes up that gets attacked quite often is not wanting to show up, not wanting to be in front of people, not wanting to be in the spotlight, not wanting to be in the forefront. And I know that it's interesting because that's what I teach. I actually do PR and marketing and media in this show. And the very thing that I teach and help people with is the thing that's hardest for me to do at times. So I want you to think about that. It's probably not a coincidence when you find the same thing is coming up to stop you in a certain area. And what I will challenge you to do today, if you are watching, is to get clear on what is that? What keeps coming up? What stops you? What's that area that you're passionate about? Because it's probably the area that you get attacked in the most. And so when you're writing that down, I want you to think about this. What's the one action, not 10, not 20, not 30. What one action can you take today that's going to push you beyond that place of comfort? It's going to push you beyond playing small and timing out and waiting for the applause. Because if you can do that, I'm telling you all, if you can do it when no one is cheering for you, whew, you can become unstoppable. And I believe that and I mean it. So speaking of stopping, I'm going to stop for just a second. I have two more reminders for you today. I just want to shout out Dr. Sherita Weatherspoon, who is the founder of Love Letters to My Girls, and she has sponsored today's episode. Like, we are just such a great day. Wanda, Crystal, Sherita, if you have a message, if you have a product, a service, a vision that you want to share, definitely connect with me. But a big thank you to Sherita. She has brought more than 100 women together to share a message of hope, inspiration. And she's proof that if you can just get the vision, if you can be okay with the silence, if you can be okay before the applause, you're going to be able to hold the fruit in your hands very soon. So I'll be right back. Birthed out of an idea for her own daughter, Dr. Sherita's vision has now turned into a movement. This wasn't just for her daughter. It was for other sisters and daughters around the world. The Love Letters to My Girls anthology is a book by Black women and girls, a collaboration of more than 100 women coming together to write letters to inspire, uplift, motivate, and empower the sisterhood. These stories bring you lessons and healing for those worn by their experiences as a Black woman in this world. Get your copy at loveletterstomygirls.com.
Get ready for all new episodes of the Erica Latrice Show. You can join me weekdays at 2 o'clock Eastern across social media at Erica Empowers. That's Erica spelled like America. If you have a message that you want to share on the show, email us right now at info@ericalatrice.com or visit online at ericalatrice.com/be on the show.
All right, welcome back. So I have two more reminders for you today. If you feel like you've been trying to fit in, if you feel like you've been pressured or maybe even not sitting around people that are cheering you on, then you are in the right place today. So number four, if you can move in silence, how much more can you do with applause? I'm telling you all, if you can get to a place where you're able to do these things that are maybe even uncomfortable right now, without the applause, without everyone in your corner, without everyone telling you that you are the end all be all, all of that and everything else, can you move? Can you stay true to that vision? Can you stay true to your why? If your answer is yes, you are becoming unstoppable. And I'll share an example. When I first started out doing women's events, this was quite some time ago, one of the first out of town events that I did, man, I was so excited. I got my mom, my sister. I'm like, yes, I'm going to do this event. And I knew it was about to be so amazing. I had people actually reach out to cover it for media. And I mean, we were just ready, y'all. Listen, I was so pumped. And then I get to the event and the only people there was me, the vendors, and that the media to see all these. They were covering a story on how many empty seats we could fit in a hotel space. And I remember in that moment that I could have just said, you know what, y'all, everybody, thank you for coming. Go ahead home, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. But I remember in that moment, can I still speak? Can I show up? Can my speaker still speak? Can we stand up? Can we enjoy and max out this moment as if we had a room filled with over 200 people? And at that time, that was my goal. I was like, if I could just get 200 people, will there be 200, right? And I spoke at that event. I spoke to that room as if it was completely packed out. I was speaking to those few vendors and that media like it was a full auditorium. And that's what I want to tell you all. If you can show up, if you can keep going, if you can stop waiting for other people to validate you, stop waiting for other people to tell your idea is good, stop waiting for other people to be on board and just show up and cultivate and get better and better and take all of those pitfalls and all those mistakes and all those bad moments as feedback. There will be a time where you will not even recognize yourself. So what happened from that moment? I actually did do an event. that had over 300 people in attendance. And it showed me that if I would have given up, if I would have just quit on myself and been like, well, you know, nobody was there, nobody cares, no one's applauding me, I can't keep going. So much can be missed out when we have that mindset. So understand, if you're in a place right now where maybe you feel like everyone's not rooting for you or you don't have enough people around you, please treat it so delicately. Treat it so delicately because it's positioning you for something much greater. No one gets mad during pregnancy that their baby can't ride a bike. Can you imagine a pregnant woman snapping and yelling at her stomach because that baby doesn't know how to ride a bike? Absolutely not. We can't, because it's just not the season for it. And I feel like when we go through these times of aloneness, I don't call it loneliness, because I feel like if you're set apart and you're alone for a time, it's for a reason. So what can you do right now? If you can relate to this, what can you do to max out this moment? How can you max it out? And understand that if you can do this while it's silent, if you can do this without other people patting you on the back and pushing you and convincing you and celebrating you, when those things start to happen, you will be on a whole other level. And number five today, what I want to remind you of is that everyone doesn't understand it. Everyone doesn't get your vision. Everyone can't get on board for what you've been graced to do because you've been graced to do it. So I'm going to take a short break. And when I come back, I'm going to just share with you a few things about number five. If you feel like you have a goal today, if you feel like you have a vision today, what can you do to actually start implementing it? So those are my five reminders. If you are watching live, do me a huge favor and just say hello. Share this, tag a trailblazer. I'm going to take a short break. By joining the conversation, I will be giving away a copy of my book, Finish, which you'll see in just a second, just by whoever comments. So I will shout you out in a moment on the show, and I will be right back. Get your copy of my all-new book, Finish, where you can transform your life and get projects done in as little as 7 days. Go to ericalatrice.com. All right, so I'm just going to do a quick recap as I wrap up. The time has flown by. But number five, again, remember that everyone does not get it. Everyone does not get your vision. Everyone does not understand your goals. Everyone does not understand your purpose and what you've been gifted to do. And for that reason, it is not your job to convince them. It's your job to carry it out. So if you've been wondering how, like, what do I do? If I love this, I'm excited about it, sounds good on paper, but what can I do to actually carry this out? My answer to you, number one, is to get clear. Get crystal clear. And now you're in a blessed place because you can get clear. You're not listening to Sammy, Sally, and Susie down the street in their opinions. So get clear, get paper, get pen, write out the vision. What is it that you feel gifted to do? What is it that you feel purpose to do right now? Write it all out. The second thing that you want to do after you have written it all out is ask yourself this question. What do I have in my hands? What do I have in my hands? Now, the first thing that you have in your hands is the ability, the ability to know that you have the time, you have the vision. You also have no interruptions and no distractions, if you can relate to this, because you don't need anyone else's approval to carry it out. You don't. And one of my favorite stories, and I share this one a lot, whether you are a reader of the Bible or not, I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite stories in there. So go check it out if you can. And it's about a widow. She was about to lose it all. She was about to lose her children that she had left, all of her belongings, everything. It was over for her. And if you've ever been in that place, I'm speaking to you today, if you have ever been in that place where you are about to lose it all. And I know I've been in that place before. I have been in a place where I've lost it all material wise. And when you're in that place so that you feel like you're about to lose it all, it's easy to get so focused on what you don't have that you miss this. And that's what I'm going to break down, what you miss. She had nothing. And she went to God, basically, in prayer. Most of us, that's when, if you never pray, if you're not a praying person, you'll pray when you're about to lose everything. And the prophet came to her and he said, what do you have in her hands? Now, this is the Erica version. That's why I told y'all, go read it. Whether you read the Bible or not, go read this story, because there's so much to take from it. He said, what do you have in your hands? Not what does your friend have or what did somebody else post last week? What do you have in your hands? And she said what she had at the time. She only had oil and vessels. And he said, go get more of that. And to me, what that means is you've already figured out how to acquire that. So I'm going to speak because we live in a time where everyone wants followers. So even if you feel like you need a bigger audience and you say, well, what do I have? I got 10 people following me, because I know there was a time I had 10 people. It was me, my mom, my three cousins and a friend. What do you have? Now, something you have done already has given you the ability to acquire that. So he told her to go out and get more. And she did. She got her sons on board. She went out and got as many vessels as she could possibly find. And then he said, fill it up with oil. The oil, y'all, this part, the oil did not stop flowing until all of the vessels had been filled. So maybe if she would have went and found even more, she probably would have had more oil to fill it. And then she was told to go out and sell it. So usually we find ourselves in a few of these different phases. We're in the phase of maybe we have something in our hands, but we're not doing anything with it. Or we have it in our hands and now we're pouring into it, but the final piece is missing. We're not willing to go out and sell it. We're not willing to go out and show up with it. We're not willing to really own it. So you're in a beautiful place right now if you are hearing this message and you have a vision and you have a goal, because today I ask you, what do you have in your hands? What do you have? Because whatever you have is probably the answer to every next step that you could possibly think about. And I see this as I'm talking about the aloneness and the quiet time and the being set apart. That is something in your hands, because I've been in places where I had 15 people picking my brain or five people that want you to hang out. Many of us, we're in the pandemic. You can't hang out. Even if you wanted to go sit at a movie theater five times a week, most of us can't. So see that as a blessing. And as you're writing these things out in the vision, the second question again is to ask yourself, what do I have in my hands? And now the third thing that I will tell you to do today, once you have figured that out, the shorter the time frame between having that idea and executing it, the more likely it is that you're going to be able to get to the fruit of it. So it's like planting a seed. If you wouldn't wait 3 years to start watering that seed, if you wouldn't wait 3 years to start nurturing that seed, why would you wait 3 years once the seed has been planted in you to water it? And when I think about watering that seed, all that I mean is, how can you max it out? How can you take that thing and treat it like it is the absolute best thing possible that you have available to you? And if that was the truth, you wouldn't ignore it. You wouldn't stop nurturing it. You wouldn't downplay it. You wouldn't hide it. You wouldn't shrink back. So I feel like this has been a lot, but I'm just going to do a quick recap. And welcome to everyone that has watched the show live. Y'all are the real MVPs. This is just a really quick, I have about 2 minutes as I wrap up the five reminders for you today. Number one, if you have found yourself in a place of aloneness and being separated, you are able to keep your focus. It is a blessing to you. You have been set aside for such a time as right now to keep your focus. Number two, your vision is not going to get watered down. It's not going to get tainted. For those of you that got student loans, I don't know why Sally Mae is always the generic name that I think of. Sally Mae cannot. She may be able to for some of us, but water down your vision. It has a purpose. And when you're being set apart, it's helping to protect the vision. The other thing is that people cannot outvision your vision. No one can come along and snatch something that they don't know about. So if you are in this time, I'm emphasizing to you, be quiet. You don't always have to announce every move, because it will announce itself. In the words of Napoleon Hill, tell all the world what you intend to do, but first show them. And that leads us to number four. If you can move in silence, if you can move without telling everyone, if you can move without everyone cheering for you and clapping for you, you are going to be on top. You will not need 70 people cheering you on or in your corner. And it's going to be a lot easier for you to not get distracted as things begin to grow. And finally, everyone does not understand the vision. I mean, it's not always fun, but it's just the truth. Everyone will not understand the vision, and that is okay, because you have been gifted to carry it out. So there are things that you're trying to convince people of. It is not your job to convince them. It's your job to carry it out, because all the convincing in the world is not going to grace them for what you have been called to do. So I am going to wrap up. If you can drum roll, our giveaway for today is a Mrs. I feel like saying the Mrs. Kim Smith. Yes, I will be sending to you a copy of my all new book, Finish. All you got to do is email me at info@ericalatrice.com. Just send me your shipping address and we will have that sent out to you. Or you can message me on whatever platform you are watching the show today. So thank you everyone for tuning in. If this inspired you, if this encouraged you, make sure you do me a huge favor. Drop about 5 comments to get the message out and share and tag a friend. And as I'm always telling you, and I mean this so much, go out and make today, especially today, if you're in the US, we have an election day. Go out and make today amazing, 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 because it is absolutely a choice. Thanks again for watching.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.